Welcome back, my friends. I wish you could smell and see what I'm smelling and seeing. It is absolutely phenomenal. We're going to get to the recipe, but I want to take this opportunity. Over the last year, you know, people ask me all the time, what do you like about cigars and cigar shops? Well, the thing I like about cigar shops is the relationships that you make and the relationships you build. And I don't know, what's it been? Over a year, maybe a year and a half, Bob? About a year and a half ago, I met this guy at the cigar shop. Kind of a quiet guy, but funny. And you don't want him insulting you because he can be brutal. Okay? And he's so nice, you can't insult him back because you feel bad. I learned to get over that, though. But Bob Babb came into our life about a year ago as far as technology-wise. He's an extremely gifted IT person. I mean, I don't know if that's the right way to put it. Let's put it this way. His boss tells his customers, oh, yeah, we can do this. We can do anything you want. And they say, okay. Then he turns to Bob and says, Bob, write the program. I have seen that man at his computer for 10 hours without breaking stride.
Man's got stamina.
Well, I don't know about that. But, you know, as far as work goes, and so we had the good fortune. He said he'd love to join us and work with us a little bit. Unfortunately, one of the pangs of being good and one of the best in the world at what you do is they start piling more and more and more. And it is with sadness but also great happiness that we announce that today is Bob's last show as our engineer.
Aww.
He's been a fantastic friend. I have a feeling the way things have been going, I don't think you're going to get away from this medium too long. I think it's pretty obvious you're going to enjoy it in another form with other people. And that's good for you. And I wish you the very best.
We love you, Bob.
Okay, enough of the snot nose and
love it, love
blubbering
it.
And everything
gonna
else.
Going to miss you, Bob.
But anyway.
You're so handsome, Bob. What you doing tomorrow, Bob?
You're fantastic, Bob.
We love Bob. You sure he has to go?
You piece of pollo. Yeah, yeah. Karen's going to miss Bob the most. Anyway. Now, getting back on track here, but I felt it appropriate. He's done a tremendous job for a year.
Yeah.
And you will, and like I said, he will be popping up again
mm-hmm.
in media
mm-hmm.
with some familiar people, I'm sure. But you know what? Let's talk about the recipe for one of the recipes today. And you're doing, let me see, pollo de something.
Close in another life. Arroz. Con pollo.
That's what I thought.
Which stands for chicken and rice. Yes.
Well, that's fantastic.
And it's sizzling, so pardon the sizzle.
No, that's not static on your radio, my friends. People think they hear that and they go, oh, my God, my radio. And do not adjust your dial. Do not change anything. What you're hearing is actual sizzling of actual cooking. And that is what's amazing. And this is one of the things that I think makes Chef Amanda so special. Is that her and Taylor bring a creativity and international flair, the likes of which some of the chefs we've worked with in the past have no clue. They can do redneck food, but they can't do international.
Yeah.
And that limits way of what you can do on the Big Green Egg. And I think this is where you and Taylor brings such a creativity. Who would have thunk you could do it's kind of like a paella.
It is like a paella.
There you go.
The way that it works is the first thing I did was I got some chicken thighs
mm-hmm.
and I combined some black pepper and some paprika and a little bit of cayenne. And then I rubbed that on the chicken and I just let it set. And then I got a cast iron Dutch oven, or you could do a skillet too in your house if you have one. I needed a lid, so that's why I chose the Dutch oven. And I browned the chicken in there. And I took it out, and right now it's resting. And meanwhile, this new sizzle, this is bacon, which, you know, everything we do has bacon, because no fat, no fun. And also onions and garlic and green pepper. And I'm cooking all this together right now. And then in a minute, I'm going to add some white rice. Now, when you guys do your rice, it's really important to rinse your rice. A Latino guy taught me this. And he said, you got to rinse your rice. And I said, no. And he said, listen to me. You've got to rinse your rice. So I started rinsing my rice, and my food started tasting better. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know the science behind it. But
well, the starches.
Yes,
you know,
rinse
you gotta
that
rinse.
Rice.
And I always thought starch was good. Of course, look at me, and you can tell why I believe that. But I do the same thing. In fact, Raghavan Iyer.
Yeah.
the great Indian guru.
God, he makes
He was the one that he that's okay. She's got see you got the sounds of kitchen. This is a beautiful part about having two wonderful people in the kitchen. There's all kinds of sounds. It makes you feel
what
like
you
you're
didn't
home.
See was Amanda tried to smack Taylor with her wooden spoon. Because she's moving the food processor.
I'm trying to be discreet, but it's not possible with this thing. Okay, ready? Go!
I'm telling you what, this is a kind of fun and excitement. It's been a while, and this is what's fun. Now, this is, he was adamant about rinsing the rice.
Yep.
And I've got a little thing I do. I take one of those strainers, a fine mesh strainer, and I put the rice in there. And yes, and I hang it on the side of the sink, and I put my water right over it.
Yep.
And every once in a while, I go in and just mix it up and let it rinse.
Mm-hmm.
And once it runs clear or semi-clear, it's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does it make a difference what kind of rice? I mean, there's long grain rice, jasmine rice.
There is. For this, I'm just using short grain rice because
yes.
I'm using what an actual Spanish home, a Spanish kitchen would use. So,
so they're not big into long grain rice.
You know, I'm just doing regular short grain. This is what they do, and it works really well. And yeah, it's the right rice. Long grain rice would be too fancy for this dish. And I think it works.
I'll tell you what I've fallen in love with is basmati.
Oh, yeah.
Basmati rice. Now, you can buy, like if you go to Sam's Club or Costco, you can get a 15-pound bag for like $20.
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat a lot of rice, it's definitely worth it.
That's right.
But it's just a longer grain and it's firmer.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret to basmati is you don't put as much liquid as you do regular rice. Raghavan taught me that. I kept saying, mine tastes a little. He goes, what you do instead of putting 2 cups in, you put a cup and a half of liquid in. And then a quarter of a stick of, well, he said a tablespoon of butter. I put a quarter of a stick. We're a little off on our measurements, but I love butter. And I'll tell you what, since I started doing that, absolutely freaking amazing how that basmati cooks up perfectly every time in a rice cooker.
Yum-oh. Sounds great.
So this is basically, you're making your own rice cooker here.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing. And so I just added some chicken stock and some tomato. I put the rice in with the onion and the bacon and the garlic because I wanted to kind of move it around and get all that stuff stuck to the rice and kind of fry it a little bit for a minute before I added the liquid. And then I added some tomato while I was measuring out my chicken stock. And in this case, I'm doing, for every cup of rice, I'm doing 2.5 cups of chicken stock because I have a lot of things that it needs to absorb into.
Oh, so it's a 2.5 to 1
on this particular dish.
On stock to rice.
Correct. And so what I'm doing is I'm making all of this now, and then I'm going to stick those chicken thighs that are already browned. I'm going to stick them in the pot, close it up, let that sucker go for like half an hour on the egg. And when I bring it off, all the rice is going to be fluffy and everything's going to be together and wonderful.
You know, this is what we refer to affectionately as a foodgasm we're having right now. That is when your taste buds and your tongue are so happy that your eyes roll back in your head. Your taste buds explode and you go, oh my God, it's the best I've ever had. And you can just, you know how when you look at some dishes, you can just look at them and say, I know when that's finished, it's going to be delicious. This is right there. Give me some crackers and it looks like I could eat that right there with this
spoon. Yeah, it looks like gumbo right now.
Yes.
The smell is incredible in the building. It smells with like a hint of spice and those beautiful San Marzano tomatoes that Chef Amanda
What is this called again?
This is arroz con pollo.
Now, here's something we have. You're going to see a lot of changes, really, really positive changes coming to Big Green Egg and Chef and the Fat Man. And one is there's going to be more pictures. And number two, we're going to have recipes every single show, recipes that you can actually go to, pull off, and use. We're also going to be focusing a lot on the holidays beforehand, getting the shows posted much quicker so that you can actually share the recipes with great chefs and use them for that particular holiday. So,
great
huge
things.
Changes.
Yes.
Big changes, but tremendous egg excitement. Now, this will sit on the egg set about 30 minutes,
yep.
Lid off or
yep.
On?
Lid on. The lid is really important because you've got to get that rice to, you've got to get everything to absorb and kind of steam in there. That's why I browned the chicken first because I wanted the skin already crispy. Otherwise, it would be too soggy.
Now, let me ask you this. When it's done, let's say you want to inject a little smoke
mm-hmm.
and a little of the famous egg flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Could you take the lid off after it's done for 5 or 10 minutes or no?
You absolutely could, yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. I would think the rice would absorb the smoke.
Yeah, once that liquid absorbs, then really you're good, you know. And so definitely you can take it off because typically what happens in the Spanish household is they'll bring that dish in and they'll take the top off. And then they spend 10 minutes calling everybody to the table. So it's sitting there kind of doing its thing, kind of resting.
You wouldn't have to call me to the table. Yeah, if I smelled that, I'd come running because it's Spanish chicken and rice done on the Big Green Egg with Chef Amanda. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about celebrating the good life. What better place to celebrate the good life today than right here at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. And my friends, it just doesn't get any better.